When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. I want to take a moment to talk to you about our very own Impact Theory Planner. As you guys know, I'm absolutely a psychopath for setting goals and figuring out concrete steps to track my results along the journey. That's why I needed for my own sanity to develop the Impact Theory Planner. This thing is an amazing way for you guys to organize your thoughts, make sure you know what it is that you're trying to accomplish, that you're following the steps you need to get there. The Impact Theory Planner allows you to track your goals for 2 full months, 60 days, where you can look at your goals daily, weekly, and monthly. The planner is undated, so you can start your journey anytime in the year. The daily pages keep you on task with daily guidance and strategic prompts. The weekly pages keep you accountable and fine-tune your focus. And the monthly pages help you reflect on the progress that you're making and how you're evolving. The first month of the planner includes a habit tracker, this is critical, and our 25-point impact theory belief system, which if you have not embedded in your soul, now is definitely the time. Those are the 25 most important beliefs that you could have and be living your life in accordance with. You'll also find 30 extra blank pages for note-taking, brainstorming, and working through patterns and beliefs. The Impact Theory Planner has a high-quality faux leather hardcover and plenty of space to write in the 7-inch by 10-inch size. You'll also find some of the most amazing quotes on the planet that I've been collecting for decades and that I've put all throughout the Impact Theory Planner. It is never too late to start planning your goals, but you need to get started right now. So go purchase the Impact Theory Planner by clicking the link in our episode show notes, or just visit amazon.com/shops/impacttheory. That's amazon.com/shops/impacttheory. Once again, you can click the link in our episode show notes or just visit amazon.com/shops/impacttheory. All right, guys, this one is going to help you reach your goals. If you use it, I'm telling you, it will propel you forward far faster. Take care and be legendary.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of Health Theory. Thinking about everything that's happened with coronavirus, I wanted to share everything I've learned about protecting and boosting your immune health. So lean in, wash your hands, and get ready to become immune. Hint, it's all in your gut. Number one, what is the immune system?
The best visualization is, I'm old enough to remember a kid's game called Red Rover, Red Rover. And actually, most of us remember that the current generation of children don't play that game anymore, where we all locked arms and there were two lines of kids and you ran across and had to break through the arms and you got captured or you took a captive. So the lining of our gut is actually the same surface area as a tennis court in there. And unfortunately for us, the lining of the gut is only one cell thick. And so imagine one cell thickness keeping everything you eat or everything living in you, like bacteria, separated from you. Mm-hmm. And they're all held together, locked arm in arm with tight junctions. Now, on the other side of the wall is your border patrol, your immune system. And 65% of all the white cells in our body are up against this wall. Why are they there? Because that's where the problem is going to happen, if it's going to happen. So when these foreign proteins get across the wall, the immune system basically sounds the alarm, sounds the air raid sirens. We go to threat level 5. We scramble the fighter jets, and we actually go to war status. And as I talk about in the book, that war status is manifested in multiple ways, whether it's brain fog, whether it's arthritis, whether it's depression or anxiety, whether it's coronary artery disease, which is how I got interested in it in the first place. And all of these things come right back to what Hippocrates said 2,500 years ago, that if you want to cure the disease, head to the gut.
As you know, the 70% of our immune system is along our gut lining. What we eat is what feeds the microbiome, and that actually trains our immune system. And when your microbiome is out of balance, your immune system is out of balance. And when your body is out of balance, it is not at ease, and which is what we call dis-ease.
All right, so let's back up and give people a quick breakdown of exactly what the microbiome is. And the coolest example I've ever heard you use is talking about humans as a form of AI that's basically meant to lug around the microbiome. Explain that. I thought that was really a pretty powerful insight.
Yeah, so actually, you know, you think about that and say, how did humans actually got created? And if you think from the perspective of the nature, as you know, on our spacecraft we call planet Earth, these are single cell organisms, the eukaryotes and the bacteria and viruses and the fungi and yeast and the mold, they have been around for billions of years. The humans are give or take about a couple of 100,000 years old. So you wonder, how did humans got created? So here's my tongue-in-cheek story of how I believe it actually happened. One day, all these organisms got together. They were living in Africa. And they say, you know, we're sick and tired of living in this small space. We want to take over the world. And they all looked at each other. And one of the smarter ones said, you know, I think I know what to do. What would you do? What if we can create something where trillions of us can live inside it? All we have to do is keep this thing healthy. It's going to walk around everywhere. We're going to make them crave what we want. They're going to find that food for us. They're going to go all over the world. They're going to poop everywhere. They're going to spread us around, and we're going to take over the world. And they created human. And the humans, as the humans were evolving, suddenly they started to worry. As you know, you and I now worry about artificial intelligence, and we keep wondering if this thing we just created called artificial intelligence, if someday it got smarter than us, what will happen to us? And these guys were no dumb. They start thinking about that. And so one of the young one went to the master and said, Master, we created this thing called humans. What if this thing got smarter than us? What will we do? Master says, not to worry. How so, Master? He says, right inside their cell, they call that mitochondria. You know it's one of our brethren, right? It's one of the ancient bacteria. We talk to it all the time. This thing is the energy factory for their cell. They go out of control, we turn the energy off, they're done. They say, Master, you're so brilliant. Until another younger one said, Master, you're completely forgetting the point here. They're starting to develop this thing called brain. What are we going to do with that? Master says, not to worry. Remember, most of us live inside the gut. We put a direct connection from the gut right to their brain. They call that a vagus nerve. And they don't quite remember, just because they call it a vagus nerve like Las Vegas, what happens in the gut doesn't stay in the gut. It goes everywhere. We, in fact, control what happens in their brain. And we let them know what we want through something they call neurotransmitters. So you remember serotonin? Yeah, I remember serotonin. It makes them feel good. Yeah. Guess what? We produce 90% of the serotonin right in the gut. We don't let them produce it. They want to feel good, they got to feed us. Right. And all the stuff, they control our amygdala through their microRNA interference. They control our prefrontal cortex. So our decision making, our behavior, what we do, what we want, is controlled by them. And you say, young ones, just remember, like a good leader, we make them think they're making a decision. We are the ones simply pulling the strings. So just sit back, enjoy, and let them take care of us.
Number two, how do we level up our immune system?
So, you know, one of the families, this lady was overweight. I diagnosed her with type 2 diabetes, right? A load of joint pain, which her doctors had told her. She was only, I think, late 30s. She was overweight. I think she was about 200 pounds, okay? really bad knee and ankle pain, okay? And she was told, you know, you're gonna have to take anti-inflammatories because your weight is so much, you're putting too much strain on your joints, you know, et cetera, et cetera. She felt quite low sometimes, all these sort of things. And I could tell just by seeing this, at the root cause here, she's got inflammation going on in her body. I need to get her inflammation levels down quickly and let's see how many of these seemingly separate symptoms start to get better, right? So I drastically changed her diet. I said, look, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna walk you through this. I'm gonna hold your hand through this process, but the first few days are gonna be hard. There's no question, but I'm gonna help you do that. The diet was designed around her type 2 diabetes, but I tell you what was the most incredible thing for me is 3 days in, she said, I don't have any joint pain. I said, what, nothing? She goes, no, my ankle pain, knee pain, it's just gone. I don't have any. Wow. She has not lost enough weight in 3 days to get rid of her joint pain, right? Arguably, she hasn't lost any weight. What's going on there? What's going on there is people don't realize that food is information. It's not just calories. It's not just blood sugar. It's information. The food that you eat interacts with your gut bugs and it interacts with your immune system. So I think of these three things, diet, gut microbiome, and immune system. And these three things interact with each other, right?
Meaning they're communicating with each other, their state influences the state of the other.
Exactly, okay? And when people talk about inflammation, a lot of people have heard that chronic inflammation is behind many of the conditions we see today, whether it's obesity, type 2 diabetes, some cases of depression. All kinds of things come from inflammation. Inflammation comes from your immune system, and most of your immune system resides inside your gut. So if you eat food that's gonna give your body the information that everything's okay, that I don't need to, you know, think that my body's under attack, because that's ultimately what inflammation is, right? Inflammation in the short term helps us. So if I get up to say hi to you and I twist my ankle, right? My ankle's gonna get swollen, red, hot. That's inflammation. That's a good thing. It's gonna help my ankle heal. But that inflammation should switch off in a few days and everything goes back to normal. If that inflammation stays switched on indefinitely, that's the problem. That's what we're seeing cause all these problems these days. That's what that lady had. She had chronic inflammation. Right. Your body thinks it's under attack. The food you're putting in makes your body think, I'm under attack here. I need to put out inflammation to try and dampen everything down. So what I did with this lady is her diet was full of colorful vegetables, okay? I cut out all the refined and processed food. She was having just real natural foods. That's all we did with her, right? But then suddenly, that interaction between her food, her gut microbes, and her immune system, everything calms down.
I love this too, because there's actually a hugely intimate connection between the microbiome and the second brain. Mm. So the microbiome is a term for the colony of bacteria that reside in the large intestine. We also have a microbiome on our skin and in our mucous membranes and in our genitourinary tract and like in our scalp. The microbiome in the gut, they number between 1 trillion and 10 trillion cells. So humans, each of us has about a trillion cells. So we are at least as much bacterial as we are human. Wow. If we took all the bacteria out of like an inch and a half of your large intestine, more bacteria live there than all humans that have ever lived since the dawn of our species.
Okay, that's a lot.
So we are really outnumbered. So for their stats, collectively they weigh about 3 or 4 pounds, right? So this is like organ size. And they are represented by thousands of different species and strains. And you use the word ecosystem, and I love that because the microbiome is very much an ecosystem. And like an ecosystem on Earth, diversity is like the buffer against ruin, right? So you want your gut to have a lot of different species because you get a pathogen or you take antibiotics, like that's gonna wipe some of your guys out. So you want other guys to be able to take over. It's just like if you have a garden, but you're only growing lettuce, say. Mm. Well, say the slugs move in, right? You're gonna lose your whole garden. But if you were growing lettuce and carrots and blueberries and had an apple tree, like, the slugs aren't gonna make you lose everything. You have that diversity in there to buffer against negative consequence. And the microbiome is very, very hot right now. There's a lot of research that's being done on it. And what we're learning is that it does everything from helping us humanize the food we eat. So we eat a lot of plants, right?
What does that mean?
So humanize means our bacteria help take plant nutrients and plant pieces, you know, to be extremely simplistic, and manipulate them so that they can be absorbed and utilized by our human cells. So it's almost like a conduit, or like they're alchemical. Mm. It's like they're creating this alchemy that allows us to actually derive the nutrition from the foods that we're eating. The microbiome also helps manufacture certain vitamins and
If you want a fighting chance against the competition, you need to be using the best technology and platforms in the world, like Shopify. For whatever and wherever you want to sell, from launching to going international, Shopify is the global commerce platform that will help you grow at every stage of your business. Shopify is your all-in-one platform to quickly and efficiently take your business to the next level. Now, I love everything about Shopify because it makes it so easy for you to start, run, and grow your business. It didn't used to be this easy. I'm telling you, back in the day, it was a lot harder. I'm so jealous. Shopify powers more than 10% of all US e-commerce because businesses that want to grow quickly and efficiently choose Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/impact, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/impact now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/impact. If getting your hands dirty and taking good care of your car or cars is a passion of yours, then eBay Motors is here for the ride. Because I'm sure you remember when you first saw the potential in that beauty. And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly with eBay Motors. Brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Of subvitamins. So it also helps with blood pressure and blood lipids and our waistline. And it helps talk to our immune system so that our immune system doesn't become overstimulated or too lazy. It talks with our enteric nervous system to help promote optimal motility. It recycles, reduces, detoxifies a number of different hormones. It activates certain hormones. I mean, what have I met? Like, there's virtually no corner of our body that our microbiome doesn't touch. Mm. If people have eczema, you know, or like skin rashes, dermatitis, acne, probiotics can help with that. You have environmental allergies, probiotics can help with that.
What is up, Impactivists? Hope you guys are enjoying this episode. Wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, and then we'll get right back to it. Remember, our sponsors are all hand chosen. We love these guys and think that they have something incredibly valuable to offer. So be sure to give a listen. A lot of these guys are doing special offers just for you.
Hey everyone, there is no way to build an empowering mindset or get ahead in business without constantly learning and accessing new information. And today I want to share my secret weapon in the battle to learn new things and get ahead. For all of you who are ambitious and busy, it is almost impossible to find enough free time to sit down and just read, at least if you're anything like me. So thankfully, there is a practical app that solves that problem, and I highly recommend it. The app is called Blinkist. Blinkist condenses powerful nonfiction books into bite-sized text or audio. You get the key takeaways, the need-to-know information, if you will, from the world's best nonfiction books in 15 minutes. You can read or listen to the 15-minute encapsulations and start putting what you learn into practice right away. This really allows you to focus on getting the skills that will actually allow you to execute on what you're learning. Blinkist works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser, so it is accessible anywhere you are. And right now, 12 million people are using Blinkist, and it has a massive and ever-growing library from self-help, business, health, to history books. Blinkist has the latest titles from the bestseller list, as well as the classic nonfiction titles you've always wanted to read but never had the time. Two books from their library that I've listened to and highly recommend are Start With Why by Simon Sinek and The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist also has a special offer just for our audience. So go to Blinkist.com/impact. You get to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist.com/impact to start your free 7-day trial. And again, you're going to receive 25% off if you get the subscription, but only if you sign up at Blinkist.com/impact right now. All right, guys, learning is critical. Get after this one. Take care and be legendary.
Number 3, what exactly should we be eating for immune health?
Well, you know, all food is information, not just calories. It's all information. It's instructions. It's literally like code that programs your biology with every bite.
So at like an epigenetic level, it's
in every level. So every bite of food you take can change your gene expression across a whole range of genes. So you drink green tea or eat broccoli, you upregulate the gene called glutathionase transferase that helps you detoxify heavy metals, environmental chemicals, metabolic toxins. So it regulates your genes. It regulates your hormones. So if you eat a lot of starch and sugar, it increases insulin, lowers testosterone, increases estrogen, for example. It affects your brain chemistry and what your hunger hormones are, your craving levels are, and what foods you're attracted to. It affects your immune system. It regulates inflammation, or it's anti-inflammatory. It regulates your microbiome with every bite. So every single system of your body is regulated by the quality of the food you eat. Mm-hmm. And when you realize you shouldn't just focus on calories, you should focus on quality, and the information you're eating changes everything. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I have people focus on. And I think when people do that, then you have a different relationship to your food. You go, well, am I going to eat toxic information, or am I going to eat healing information?
So if you had to just put together an all-weather eating strategy, what would the ideal, in air quotes, diet?
I wrote about it. I wrote a whole book about it. It's called Food, What the Heck Should I Eat? And it's about these principles. I call them the Pegan principles. And it's really focused on quality first, right? Nobody thinks we should be adding additives and hormones and antibiotics and pesticides and glyphosate to our food. Like, it's in it, but nobody's like, yeah.
How do we avoid it at the grocery store?
If you look at the label of something, if it has something you can't recognize, pronounce, then you shouldn't have it. Or if you don't have it in your cupboard at home, like butylated hydroxytoluene, which is in almost every processed food, is BHT, it's illegal in Europe, you wouldn't sprinkle that on your salad, would you?
No.
So that's a good rule. The second principle is, you know, we should be eating a plant-rich diet, and across the spectrum from fruits and vegetables to...
Do you treat fruits and vegetables as sort of one and the same, or...?
No, it should be vegetables and fruit, right? So it's like, you don't want to be consuming only fruit, because that's full of sugar, and if you're diabetic or you're overweight or have issues, you might want to cut back on the sugary fruits or eat berries, which are less glycemic. Lots of nuts and seeds. Everybody agrees we should be eating lots of nuts and seeds. You want to soak them, reduce the lectins, that's fine. If you're going to eat beans and grains, pick low starch ones, right?
And also,
give us a few examples.
So like black rice, which is like the blueberries of rice, quinoa.
What does that mean?
Well, the black rice was called the emperor's rice or forbidden rice. And it's full of these dark, it's black. So anytime you see color in nature, there are polyphenols and phytochemicals in there. So it's got more antioxidants per serving than blueberries. And then you want to make sure if you're eating, you know, grains, like gluten grains are interesting. So most of the gluten we eat is wheat. It's 133 pounds per person per year. That's a pharmacologic dose. It is worse for your blood sugar than table sugar.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yes. When you look at the glycemic index, which is how much the fixed amount of the food will raise your blood sugar, table sugar is 80, bread is 100.
Whoa, I had no idea. Why?
Because it's so processed and so quickly absorbed. And if you want to eat like, if you're not gluten sensitive, you want to have farro or einkorn wheat or, you know, spelt, you might tolerate those because those aren't highly altered genetically. Mm-hmm. But the wheat we eat is super starchy, has a lot more gliadin proteins, create more gluten sensitivity, is sprayed with glyphosate at harvest to defoliate the plants. And it also has preservative called calcium propionate, which causes autism in animal models and is shown to cause behavioral problems in kids. Mm-hmm. So ADD, all that stuff could be all the flour. So I'm not a big flour person. Plus, it's just like sugar. So if you want to have other grains, if you're not going to say like rye or barley, that's fine. And then beans again, you know, lima beans, kidney beans. If 75% of Americans are overweight. Mm-hmm. So most people should be eating a lot of starch. And that, you know, you have to eat 3 cups of beans to get the equivalent of like 4-6 ounces of protein. So I have this lentils and things like that, which are lower starch beans, adzuki beans, other kinds of beans I talk about in my book. Mm-hmm. And then if you're eating animal products, you want to eat animal products that are not going to hurt the animals, not going to hurt you, and not going to hurt the environment, right? So for beef, it should be regeneratively raised, ideally, which is hard to find, but you can actually get more and more of that around, and there's ways to do it by looking online to get it. Thrive Market is a great resource for regeneratively raised beef. And again, chicken should be pasture-raised, pork and all that should be raised in ways that are more organic or sustainable. Fish, you want to eat fish that's sustainably harvested or, you know, sustainably organically aquacultured, because we over-harvest the fish. And then we don't want to eat big fish. It's like full of mercury and tuna and swordfish.
Just because they've lived longer?
Well, what happens is the coal and all the fossil fuels go in the ocean, go into the algae, get stored in the algae. The little fish eat the algae, then the little bigger fish eat the little fish, and it goes on up the food chain. And when you got a swordfish or a tuna, these are monster fish, and they've bioaccumulated all this. And so you want to, you know, eat the right animal products. You want to eat the right grains, the right beans, the right vegetables, the right fruits,
and so
the right nuts.
Give me the right vegetables. Are we just looking for color spectrum?
So non-starchy vegetables. If you want to cut out nightshades and get rid of the lectins, that's fine. You know, I don't care. But I love tomatoes. So I'm not going to do that. And they don't make me feel bad.
We need our immune system to do what it's designed to do. We just don't need it getting all hot and bothered like it can with autoimmunity. So with myself and with my son, we absolutely use food. So no gluten for him in particular. He can't do dairy and sugar. So,
that does inflame him.
Oh, sugar's so bad. So bad. That's part of when we went to Paris, what did this kid get? I mean, so we pulled back some supplements because I was like, we're traveling for a week. We're going to keep the probiotic. We don't need the vitamin D and fish oil. It's going to be okay. Except those three things are great at modulating the immune system. So I pull those and I'm like, we're in Paris. Let's have gelato. My child has like a psychiatric breakdown. And even once we figured out it was pandas, if he got into any sugar, things got so much worse for him. So for him, sugar's no go. But you know, I don't like to focus on what not to eat. And so very much my focus is let's bring in so much great quality food that you don't feel deprived and you don't feel like, oh, you know, I don't get to eat. Nobody ever wants to go gluten-free. Like, it's delicious. Yet we have to recognize that in our country, it's a privilege. I mean, it's great privilege that we can pick and choose what we want to eat. And we have, I mean, never in history have had such access to food. I mean, here we are talking about turmeric. That was not around when I was a kid. So with my son and with myself, we focus a lot on high-quality produce and high-quality protein, high-quality fats. So,
can you give us some in each category?
Yeah. No, cruciferous vegetables always, part of the playlist daily. We love broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Just yesterday, him and I were on Instagram, eating raw cabbage, great for when you fly, because it helps with liver detoxification.
That's the thing when you fly?
Oh my goodness. So I did a toxin panel, and I did my toxins, was like, oh, not too bad. I wonder what happens when I travel. I go traveling and I came back, and with that test, my glyphosate, the metabolites for rocket fuel, for pesticides. Now, I grow a lot of my own food, and I have had a chemical-free yard, and my house is non-toxic chemicals for 12 years now. So to see all of this, I'm like, wow, what is that? That's being in airplanes, that's sleeping on mattresses in hotels, that's walking around where like hotels spraying glyphosate and these other chemicals around. And so we actually get exposed to a lot of environmental toxins on planes. And that's why we love cruciferous vegetables. And if you're someone, so as you were saying, like, so if your partner has digestive issues, like cruciferous vegetables, especially raw, that's not gonna work for you. You can actually select for sprouts instead. So this is a really economical and really nutrient dense approach. Broccoli sprouts, if you have about a quarter cup of them, it's equivalent to what over 2 pounds of broccoli itself can give you in terms of sulforaphane and the molecules that eventually become DIM, and DIM helps with liver detoxification. And so when it comes to fat, we do wanna have variety, but we wanna avoid things like hydrogenated fats. Anything, again, if the chemist made it, you probably don't want to eat it, because Mama Nature, she don't get it wrong very often, but humans, we get it wrong a lot. And then it's like generations later that we're like, oh, what did we do? So when it comes to fats, I like to look at whole food fats. So egg yolks, getting avocados coming in, eating nuts and seeds. So bringing those in part of your diet, maybe it's part of seed cycling, or you're just adding them. I think seeds are such a great economical and nutrient dense way to really boost your nutrition. Getting other foods like cold water fish in, so wild caught salmon, sardines, mackerel, these fatty fish, great sources of omega-3 fatty acids.
You at all worried about heavy metals?
Of course we are, right?
How do we steer that game with fish?
Yeah, smaller the fish, the better. That's what we've come to understand. So like I grew up and we ate shark and swordfish, and my son's not gonna eat those things because that's just the reality of the state of the planet right now. So in that, getting small fish, this is definitely the best way to go if you are a vegan or vegetarian. They often, you know, to get omega-3s, they opt for algae or they'll go with flax. And the thing we have to understand is that as women especially, we actually require our own natural estrogen to make the conversion from plant-based omegas into the EPA and DHA that we use. So it's anti-inflammatory, great for the brain. So if you're on hormonal birth control though, you're not making your own estrogen. And if you're inflamed and you're having mood symptoms, you may very well need to start thinking about going with a fish oil. So with those fats, the other thing is bringing in grass-fed butter, coconut oil. You know, when I was getting my nutrition degree, we were taught that saturated fat was the devil. In the clinical side, it was like, you know, saturated fat, cholesterol, heart disease. And then in the science classes, it was like, inflammation causes heart disease, okay? Your immune system is gonna cause oxidation of the fat. That's gonna cause the plaques, that's the problem. And I'm like, okay, so like in clinical practice, they're saying this, and yet over here in the science, they're like, no, it's inflammation, it's immune system dysregulation. I mean, this is like 20 years ago, we knew this. And there's still people out there being like, if you eat butter, you're gonna die. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's just gonna be butter, okay? Like it's probably gonna be compounded like everything else.
I cannot stress the importance of your health enough. If there's anything I've learned from doing this show, it's that health really does start in the gut. Not only did I learn that from the show exists because I learned that from my wife. It is so important. So if you want to take care of your immune system and thus your life, head to the gut. Stay healthy, guys. Wash your hands and be legendary, my friends. Take care. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. And if this content is delivering value to you, please go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, rate and review us. That helps us build this community. And that is what we are all about right now, building this community as big as we can to help as many people as we can, deliver as much value as possible. And you guys rating and reviewing really helps with that. All right, guys, thank you again so much. And until next time, my friends, be legendary. Take care.